This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Toothless, but I run out of excuses, so I have to play excited. But I wish that I was uninvited.
That was Morat with Uninvited. More from her coming up later. That song was Uninvited, but tonight you are definitely invited to the Glitter Bomb Party.
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station.
You are listening to Glitter Bomb here on Joy 94.9, and I am joined in the studio by writer and performer Ryan Good, who is coming to this year's Melbourne Fringe with three shows.
Because
hey,
I'm
Ryan.
Crazy. Hey, Ellie, how's it going?
It's going really well. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're bringing three shows.
Yeah. I'm only in two of them, so that makes it easier. I wrote the other one.
I know that you're just putting on a brave face because I know that you're running around everywhere at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know where I am until you shove me in the room, basically. But that's cool.
What are your shows?
Okay, so in alphabetical order, the shows are Cosmonaut, which is the hunt for the worst sex tip ever written by Cosmopolitan magazine, and that is on for the whole Fringe opening, opened yesterday at 8 p.m. in Town Hall. And then Menage, which is the one I'm not in, based on interviews with sex workers around the world, and is a performance for an audience of two in a secret location.
So
buy your tickets early because it sells out very quick. And then the last one is called Stupid and Contagious, which is a brand new show that I'm bringing to Melbourne, opening next Saturday, 10:30 p.m. for seven shows. And it's all about trying to capture the feeling of the best gig you've ever been to.
And we are going to be talking some more later about those best gigs, because you go to a lot of gigs, mate.
Yeah.
I've known you for a while, and you've seen... How many times have you seen Radiohead?
I think 22. They're really good.
Is that actually true? I've not even seen them one time. I am so jealous of that fact.
We can watch YouTubes if you want.
So we will be talking about your best gigs, and we'll be playing some of those tracks. We're also going to be playing some of your not-so-guilty pleasures, which is one of my favourite regular features.
Okay.
And we've got a bit of a 90s theme going.
Yeah, well, it's connected to Stupid and Contagious. You know, that show was inspired by Kurt Cobain and people telling me I look a little bit like him. So, actually, to be honest, I look like a... old version of Kurt Cobain. Like he died pretty. I'm getting old.
You're not that old.
Aww,
it's okay.
I'm perfect for radio.
I just want to be mean to you, Dad. I can't be mean to you on the radio.
I did it to myself.
So you've picked the track that's going to be kicking off the show tonight.
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
All right, so there's an artist out of Baltimore called Dan Deacon. He's been around for the East Coast scene for about 10 years or so. He did this song, a one-off for Adult Swim, the cartoon program that I think... Does that play here too?
I have not heard of it.
Adult Swim is like weird, weird, weird cartoons. Anybody who stays up late at night will know about these. So, but the song's called Change Your Life, You Can Do It, and I just discovered it, and I think it's kind of like... cool and inspirational without being like over the top. So it's like raver gospel to me.
So Ryan, your newest show, the world premiere at Melbourne Fringe of Stupid and Contagious.
Yeah.
What's the show about? Where did it come from?
Oh my goodness. So it started out from this place that seriously a bunch of people used to tell me that I just looked a lot like Kurt Cobain. They were mostly not entirely sober when they did, but
you do a bit. Like,
yeah. He's a little blonder and a little prettier, but like...
Aw, mate, you're pretty.
Aw, see, I forced you into that compliment. But so I started like going like, should I do a show about Nirvana? And that was the initial premise. And then I got further into it and I went, no, I want to do a show about the feelings that come up when you go to those gigs that you just can't stop talking about, those gigs that like hang on in your memory for years and years and years of time. So that was kind of what it came out to be. So it started in that and then branched out into the 90s and goes a little further from there. So yeah, I like to think of it, it's like what I'm trying to do in the room is create the experience of what happens between the sound leaving the speakers and hitting your ears. I don't know if that sounds totally hippie stoner, but like, that's what I love about it.
It's described as a cabaret, so you're going to be singing a lot, right?
Well, we're all going to be singing a lot. It's an interactive cabaret.
Karaoke-style cabaret.
Yeah, well, karaoke and physicalizations and all kinds of things. There's a drum... not circle, because that would be hippie too, but man, we're going to have to pull that out of this. You just delete. there's lots of different ways that I'm trying for us to experience together what it's like to be at that gig. It's all a crazy experiment. It's weirder than anything I've ever done on stage before. I hope it's going to be awesome.
Awesome, and that's the Melbourne Fringe is the perfect place to do a bit of weirdness.
Yeah, totally. The Melbourneites are Melbourneites? Melburnians? I don't know. Sorry, Melbourne. Melbourne folks are totally up to mess around and see what kind of craziness they can be a part of. So I'm up to play as well.
Can you tell us any of the music that's going to be in the show? Is that top secret?
I mean, some of them are going to be top secret. I can tease things out. There's, if you're familiar with some of the Train Spotting soundtrack, you might remember some of those. If anybody throws back to Underworld, and then we've got some rock stuff as well. If you want to get your Rage Against the Machine on, your Weezer, we did sneak a little Nirvana in there. What else are we exploring?
Sounds like all the playlists from the rock and metal clubs that I went to as a student.
Yeah.
Just like every Friday night, jumping around.
Or about half the hipster bars in Brunswick right now, I think. Yes. It's also that playlist. So it's in the zeitgeist, I think.
It sounds great. I am super excited to come and see it. I always end up seeing your stuff like when you're first working on it, and then also after a year or so of like doing it, so it's really cool to see it in both stages.
Yeah, this one will definitely be something that will evolve and change as the audience teaches me things, I think. So it's less about like that line work versus that. It's more like what happens when we get in the room together. So that's why I don't have any idea what's going to happen until we open on Saturday.
And that is super exciting, and what I love about Fringe.
Talking about like favorite gigs of all time and like the inspiration for that show, one of my favorite gigs of all time was LCD Sound System's last concert when they retired. They've unretired since, but when they retired at Madison Square Garden, I was living in Brooklyn at the time, and they played 5 shows in that week, and I went to 4 of them. And they,
wow, that's super funny.
But they just took over the city in a way that I've never seen. I felt like it was the New York equivalent in 2011 to the Beatles coming in the 60s, you know.
Wow.
Like they owned the city for that one stretch, and then sold out Madison Square Garden, and then retired, and you know, ruined all of that mojo by coming back. But that's okay, because it's great to dance to them again, because they're one of the best live dance bands you will ever see in your life. So I discovered, when my iPod was on shuffle recently, it just clicked over to a cover that I've never heard that they did of Joy Division, and it's called No Love Lost. It's pretty groovy, so I would play that now.
Talking about Kurt Cobain, you just told me off air, which I think is a story worth repeating, that the Daily Mail were reporting that Kurt Cobain was alive.
So yeah, the Daily Mail picked up this story that had been kind of bantered about on the internet for a couple of years, but no one believed it, that Kurt Cobain was alive and living in Peru. And when it got pursued a little further, they discovered that there is a guy who's made his living as a Kurt Cobain impersonator. And that's who they thought was Kurt Cobain living in Peru. So
must be a good impersonator.
I watched a YouTube of it. He's actually quite good. Yeah.
Or a poor reporter.
Yeah. Probably a little bit of both. But he wears sunglasses so he can like hide the facial lack of similarities, I think, and then throws his hair over his face 90s style. But yeah. Nirvana actually responded in a tweet to it. They were like, "No, Kurt is still dead. Thanks for reminding us." It was like pretty harsh.
Oh god.
So yeah, so sorry Nirvana fans. We can all dream, but I think we're just gonna have to live with the music instead.
And we're gonna play one of their tracks right
yeah
now.
So Nevermind turned 25 last week, which can make a lot of us feel quite old. And,
not me.
Oh, not you.
Because I don't remember it coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, no,
so.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. but right before that album came out, everybody thought the single wasn't going to be Smells Like Teen Spirit. Nobody thought that song was really that good. They all thought it was going to be Breed. And so I thought we could play Breed right now.
Glitter. Freya Kirk is a queer babe from Copenhagen, Denmark. This track was out last year. It's called Red Light. This is the Few Wolves and Bastion remix, and this is for Erica. You're listening to Glitter Bomb.
Ripped jeans, broken shades, dust in the air.
Joy 94.9.
The freshest sounds from around the world.
Every week on Glitter Bomb, we have my favourite feature, which is your not-so-guilty pleasures. Now, this is a bit where we all drop the cool a little bit. Some dance music shows can be a bit up themselves, I think, with the hipster factor and the, like, this is the next big thing. But, like, secretly, we all just want to dance to Rihanna. You're pulling faces at me, Ryan, but, like, it's true. Even just, like, for a little bit, just for, like, 5 minutes.
Okay, maybe not Rihanna, but I get where
you're going. Yeah. You get where I'm going. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you for your not-so-guilty pleasure this week.
Okay, it's a pretty guilty pleasure, I'm not gonna lie. But so my guilty pleasure is Britney Spears' Work Bitch.
Ooh, I'm gonna say that's up there with some of the Stephen played Backstreet Boys, but like that's
New Kids on the Block were in consideration for this. I did go see them when I was in year three at school, but no, Britney's gotta take it. 3 years ago, I was doing a show, actually brought it here, maybe like 10 people in Melbourne saw it, called Sex with Animals. Which
I've seen it.
You've seen it. So there you go. There you go. So as you know, it's not about what the title suggests, right? We just should clarify that it's not pro animal love.
It does involve you dressed in a big gold lion suit, though.
Yeah, I'm Ryan the Bisexual Lion. That's my natural character. This is an artifice. Ryan the Bisexual Lion is me. Anyways, this is a tangent. What I've tried to do is the opening for that show was like a big opening dance number, so I tried to learn the Work Bitch dance routine from the music video, and it's really hard.
Yeah, it's like, as hard as you trying to learn to play the ukulele?
No, harder. Like harder. I was dripping sweat in a dance studio with like an actual coach. Like it was, I really gave it a go. But then I tried it out in Edinburgh during our tech run, and I have a big rock with a pair of boobs painted on it on stage. Don't worry about it. but I was trying it out on stage, and the first time I got into like the first big move, and I kicked the rock over and almost broke my ankle. So my producer went, "No, we're going to stay with the old bit."
So no Britney Spears dancing.
No Britney, but it did kind of give me this new appreciation and love for this song and its unbelievably bad rhyme scheme.
So here goes for playing Britney Spears' Work Bitch.
Listen for the Maserati line.
You want a hot body, you want a Bugatti, you want a Maserati, you better work, bitch.
Glitter
bomb, 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 bomb.
Glitter bomb.
That was Britney Spears' Work Bitch. That was Ryan's guilty pleasure tonight. This is Client Liaison. They're an indie pop band from Melbourne. Wildlife was released last month, and their debut album is expected before the end of the year. Client Liaison with Wildlife. Enjoy.
I'll keep you under my suspicion.
I'm going to describe for you guys the poster for one of your other shows at this year's Fringe.
Oh, boy.
This is Cosmonaut. The poster features Ryan in a silver spandex spaceman suit clutching a helmet with a big inflatable heart balloon. It looks like the cover of Cosmo magazine. His hair is swooshing back in the wind. It says the 10 worst sex tips of all time, big bold letters. It's a good poster, mate.
Yeah, thanks. That was a lot of fun to shoot. I think we did actually get a wind machine going in there.
Wow.
And you also forgot to mention that the spandex suit is like low chest cut, so you can see it's very 70s, I think.
I'm not sure if this is radio appropriate. I mean, it's pretty risque.
The windows are fogging up in here,
it's
ladies and gentlemen.
It's a pretty tight suit.
Yeah.
So why this poster? What is the show about?
Yeah, so the show is about getting over heartbreak using the worst sex tips ever written by Cosmopolitan magazine. So,
of which there are a lot.
There are so many. So I read all 51, now 52 years of this magazine. After a really bad breakup, I was like trying to think of what I wanted to do for my new show, and I had thought about these tips, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to read all of it because I'm sad, so who cares? And so I went through all this material, and it was fascinating because the 60s and 70s, there's some really interesting, like, really cool pro-feminist stuff. Betty Friedan has some articles in there, but they're also so, for their entire existence, they've been so contradictory to themselves. Like, so you've got, like, Betty Friedan in one page and then Hugh Hefner in the next, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's really, really crazy. So I always say it was, like, a really oddball women's studies course that I got to take.
Can you give me one of those sex tips now, as an example?
Man, we're taking away from all the reveals of the show. All right, I'll give you one, Ellie.
Yeah, so, just for me, as a Glitter Bomb exclusive.
A Glitter Bomb exclusive. This is probably my personal favorite. It is not what I deem to be the top tip, but it is my personal favorite. So it's take some freshly ground pepper and sprinkle it under your man's nose because it will induce sneezing. And if he sneezes at the moment of ultimate excitement, then
well done.
It will amplify that feeling even more. So, and this is one of the few tips that I actually attempted, and
did it work?
It went very, very poorly. And I do want to also just throw in there that though that tip is very heteronormative, I worked really hard to find ones that could be explored by anybody. Because in the show, I do hand out a list.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. You get everyone involved. You get a list of these tips that you can take home, try with whoever you want to try them with.
Exactly. A willing partner is the only key you need. But so you get that list, and that's got my email address on it. And so what I ask is if you try one out, just record your thoughts about it afterwards, and I'll put it in the show. So if anybody wants to get into this in advance, just get in touch with Ellie, and we'll get you in the show even before you come to see it, I promise.
So the whole show is very sex positive, queer friendly.
Yeah.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, so the last show that I did was very much about being bi and being non-monogamous, and those were like, it was at a point where I felt like it was time to stand up and, like, talk about that stuff, right?
Yeah, the central themes, it was, like, very loudly about that.
Yeah, so it had, like, kind of a political bent in that way, a personal political bent, that I wanted to stand up and, like, give face to those things. I think bisexuality and non-monogamy are kind of, were, at least when I started doing this show, like, 4 years ago, somewhat underrepresented in our culture. And I think it's gotten a lot better, and that's awesome. I'm thrilled that I don't have to yell as much. But somebody pointed out when they saw this show, they said, what's kind of cool about this is that it's just in there. It's not, like, talked about. It's not a big thing in your ethos of this show. But you passively mention having multiple partners. You passively mention different genders, like, go back and forth in terms of the fluidity of who you're talking about sleeping with and all those different things. So I took a lot of pleasure in that because I think it's important that it's just part of our normal conversation now.
Yeah, I totally agree. It doesn't have to be, like, shoved into anything or, like, in big bold letters. It just has to be, like, accepted and normal.
It's a whisper and a nod, Ellie.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So the next song I wanted to put on was Mitski's song, Happy. Mitski is this new artist that is blowing up in New York right now. She's selling out rooms that are way bigger than any of the ones I ever play. And this song, it was the first single off her newest record, Puberty 2. And take a listen for the first few lyrics in there. I enjoy them quite a bit.
Happy came to visit me. He bought cookies on the way. I poured him tea and he told me it'll all be okay. Well, I told him I'd do anything to have him stay with me. So he laid me down and I felt happy come.
So I promised you some more from Morat, and this is the latest single from the Brisbane-based teenager. This is Tokyo Drift. Damn, she's talented.
And whenever I'm tired, laughing at the wrong time, laughing for a long time, things gonna be alright. And whenever I'm tired, laughing at the wrong time, laughing at the wrong thing, laughing for a long time.
Glitter
bomb, 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 bomb.
Glitter bomb.
American performer and writer Ryan Good, or to give him his full title, Ryan the Bisexual Lion, is joining me in the studio tonight to chat about his three fringe shows. Yes, that's three fringe shows. They're Cosmonaut, Menage, and Stupid and Contagious. And he's got a New Orleans treat for us later in the form of a mini mix. But first, if you were listening last week, you would have heard me having loads of fun interviewing comedian Erin Hutchinson about her fringe show, Please Come Closer, Don't Touch Me, that opens next week. Well, I might have had a bit too much fun partying with her after the show, as I was definitely not feeling 100% sparkly on Sunday, and so I spent the day binging on new Aussie R&B. Now, one of the tracks I stumbled across was this. This is Energy from Melbourne Boys Fortunes. Check them out. This EP, Jacket, is available as a Name Your Price download online, and it is great. This is Fortunes with Energy.
Gotta give me some of that energy. It's been running, put the coffee pot on into. If you want power, then you need coming. Gotta get into the flow of things.
I wanted to play two Fortunes tracks back to back, and because I couldn't choose, and I was like, oh, I can't do that. And then I realized I can, it's my show. I can play two Fortunes tracks back to back. This next song is Penthouse and Maribel, About You, and it is the Fortunes remix.
Lost in your lips, we hardly speak. And then it hits that I barely know ya. I felt your skin, I know your body. But the thing is that I don't know you well, so let's get comfortable. If you let me in, I'll make you fit at home. I'm just trying to get to the untouchable, the personal. Let it all out, I wanna know everything about you, about you. I wanna know everything about you, about you. I wanna know the things that's on your mind. What you do with all your time, how you wanna live your life. I wanna know everything about you, about you.
I don't know you from above, so I don't know you from a can of paint. I don't know that to wash away or that you've tagged and tainted. If we all were based outside, you would sit 90%.
So Ryan, you live in New Orleans.
You said it right.
I said it right. Yeah. I've been practicing. I've been saying New Orleans. I sound like an American trying to say every name of every British town. So you can't even laugh at me, mate. New Orleans.
Yes.
That's where you live when you're not running around the world. Mm-hmm. Touring all of your many shows and writing and doing things. And you've brought in some New Orleans music for us.
So New Orleans is probably one of the most musical cities in America. It's certainly between like Brooklyn, Nashville, and New Orleans are definitely the three. And New Orleans, I think, has its own sound and has for 100 some odd years or whatever, and it's very distinctive. When I moved there, I realized really quickly that there were a handful of songs that you had to know, because when they came on, like if they were getting played on the street or in a pub or anywhere, if you weren't singing along, you looked like the tourist. So you really had to learn these songs. So I thought, just in case anybody wanted to take a trip out at some point in the near future, I thought I'd give you three of the classics. They're a little bit more the deeper cuts. I mean, we all know When the Saints Go Marching In, hopefully. But
I used to play that on keyboard at school.
There we go. Yeah, I think I played it on little recorder. But but these ones are a little bit maybe cooler, I think. But they're still those like classic tunes that you want to go into. So do you want me to name all of them?
Yeah. A little intro.
Okay, cool.
A little mini mix.
So so this is our New Orleans mini mix. We're leading off with Funky Liza by the New Orleans Nightcrawlers, followed by My Feet Can't Fail Me Now by Dirty Doves and Brass Band, and we'll close it up with Dr. John's I Go, I Go, which is definitely the most quintessential of all of those three. You got to know that one if you're coming. And I got to do a cheesy shout out on this one, if I can just send a little message back home to my two favorite women out there to say I miss you guys.
Everything I do is going to be fun.
Yeah, y'all, check that out. Oh, I like it. Yes, indeed. Oh, I feel that groove. What y'all think about Funky Liza, y'all? Get down. Ooh, yeah. What? Feel that? Damn. Got a big fine girl in New Orleans.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
Glitter
bomb, 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 bomb.
Glitter bomb.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world. Joy 94.9.
So, Ryan, you have travelled all over the world. You've been to a lot of festivals. You've been to a lot of music festivals, a lot of comedy festivals, a lot of fringe festivals.
Yeah.
Which is your favourite?
Well, this is my first Melbourne Fringe, so it's not in consideration yet because I haven't experienced it. So, just got to put that caveat out there. That's a really tough question. Which is my favorite festival? Probably in terms of things to go to, like as an attendee, I am a huge fan of Coachella. It's just so beautiful in the California foot mountains, the Sierra Nevada foothills. It's just you wake up to these pink skies coming over mountains, and then you get to go see like the best bands ever. And my dad lives out there, so I can usually steal his car. But in terms of festivals to perform at, of all the ones I've done so far, I really love Perth, actually. World Fringe in Perth.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of performers say that.
Yeah.
It's like a nice size. It is like friendly, and there's a lot of audience members just like keen to see stuff.
Yeah, they're just up for it, and they're just up for like experiencing different things and different types of shows, and don't need to have it like sold to them really hard, you know. They're just up to take a chance and see what happens.
Yeah,
and so that's really, really cool. I enjoy the vibe around that, and then you get the parties are kind of good too.
Yeah And talking of the parties in Perth, this is right now on Glitterbomb is not the first time you pick tracks to play out, because you were a silent disco DJ one night in Perth.
Yeah, I think it's like the third time I picked tracks to play. I was a silent disco DJ under the moniker The Cosmonaut, which I certainly enjoyed. And so I wore my spaceman outfit from that show.
Like Deadmau5 or like Teed kind of thing. Face hidden.
I went all over the place. Yeah, exactly. I was Deadmau5 or MF Doom, right? He does that whole thing too. But what was so gut-wrenching about doing that was when you're doing silent disco in that setup, it was like a war, so you were against somebody else, and they had the different colors for which station people were listening to.
Oh, no.
So it's just the biggest punch in the gut ever when you're playing a tune that you adore and you just watch people get disinterested and decide to change to something
horrible.
Else.
Like when you play a song and the dance floor clears, but in a like
color-coded way. Yeah, exactly. So no one's allowed to change off this radio program is what we're saying, because it will break both of our hearts.
Oh, Ryan might cry. I don't want that.
I mean, I was playing the full version of LCD's All My Friends, and like, and people were like, oh, this is too long, and clicked away. And then I played Bieber, and the whole thing went my color, and I died inside. I just died.
Why did you play Bieber? It was just...
Some really drunk person really asked, like, just... earnestly asked me to, so I like Spotified it.
Sold your soul. Sold your soul for the public attention.
I want to make people happy. I'm a people pleaser.
You are. Talking about crying.
Smooth radio connection.
Cheesiest link possible. Yeah. What's your next track, Ryan?
I am going to play off his 2012 record. We're going to play Love Cry by Fortet.
We teased this next track a little bit earlier,
yep.
And if it was probably up to me and you, and not like having to stick to this show at all, we'd probably just be playing an hour of Radiohead, because I know we'd both love that. Maybe 2 hours, we'd just play all
we
of...
We could just play all the B-sides, they're so underrated.
So many B-sides.
So good, Talk Show Host is like one of the greatest songs
yeah.
ever.
Yeah. But this is a dance music show.
Right.
On a Saturday night.
Yes.
We cannot play 2 hours of Radiohead. So we're just going to play a little bit of Radiohead.
Okay, but it's dance Radiohead. It's remixed. Yeah. So we played Caribou earlier. So I wanted to throw on Caribou's remix of Little by Little off King of Limbs. A lot of people like the King of Limbs remix album better than
the actual album. That's how I got into the King of Limbs album.
I think you're all crazy. I think there are like 3 or 4 classic songs on that album originally. But whatever. It's fine. If we got to go through beats to get us there, that's totally cool as well. And I'll throw in another side note to that. Everyone should go back and listen to Tom York's solo stuff. Not Adams for Peace, but like his solo album that he just dropped randomly onto.
That's such a good album.
It's so beautiful and listenable. Nose Grows Some, the final track, is just lovely and so chill. It's just a nice thing to come home to at the end of the day.
Everything he's ever done.
It's like a hug.
So we're gonna bring up that energy.
That's right. We're gonna bring up that. This has got a beat for you guys. Hopefully we can get down and still get depressed with Radiohead. So this is Little by Little by Radiohead, remixed by Caribou.
I went to see Code of Conduct play in Collingwood last night, and these ladies, they put on such an awesome show. Their lyrics are so smart, so funny, and watching the boys in the front row booty drop to this track was definitely the highlight of my night. This is Code of Conduct with Click Clack, front and back.
As a waiter at a restaurant, hips swaying over disco funk beat. I was like, whoo, can I get some sesame seeds on the top of these fresh baked buns, please? Boys, get your booty up. I wanna see all of the boys get their booty up. And ladies, I don't care if you move your load too, but I think it's only fair that the boys get a go to get their booty up.
Glitter. You're listening to Glitter Bomb on Joy 94.9. It's coming to the last couple of tracks. And I just wanted to say thanks so much, Ryan, for being on the show tonight. I've had so much fun.
Thanks for having me, Ellie. It's been a blast. I would do this every week if you want.
Ah, you can do it every week, mate. It makes my job so much easier when you're picking half of the tracks.
Is it less lonely?
It just get a bit lonely up here. Late at night in the Joy Studios. Oh, God.
Listeners, call in and keep Ellie company, but don't be creepy about it.
So, do you want to just repeat your shows? Where are they on? What time are they on? All of the info.
All the things.
People
okay,
need.
So, Cosmonaut is on at 8 p.m. at Melbourne Town Hall. opened yesterday. Minaj, which also opened yesterday, is on in a secret location and takes place six times a night, starting at 6:30 every evening. In that show, you meet at Town Hall and then get your instructions from there.
So intriguing.
I know. And Stupid and Contagious opens 1 week from tonight at the Lithuanian Club, just around the corner from Town Hall, and that is at 10:30 at night, so come get a little sweaty with me.
I will be there. I am so excited to see that show. Thanks again for coming on. And we're going to play the show out with the new single from Kate Tempest. Her new album, Let Them Eat Chaos, is due to be released on the 7th of October through Fiction Records. I can't even describe how excited I am about that album. You've been listening to Glitter Bomb on Joy 94.9. Up next is Beats Radio Australia with Tim Little. This is Kate Tempest with Don't Fall In.
We came from the four corners. We are the raw waters, the cores, the four horsemen. We drink from the water, the pores. We carry the river, the reservoir, the residue. Rising waves, sea spray, the inevitable churn and crush. Many voices in our vapors, we surge and gush. We were steam and a distant heat. We move rapid over landscape, gathering speed. Desert land, city, forest and beach.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.